Welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host on this weekend's show. We're joined by a panel of guests from the Tuolumne County Alliance for Resources and the Environment, also the CEO of the Sonora Area Foundation. Our guests this weekend are 2CARE Board President Randy Hanvelt, 2CARE Director Glenn Gottschall. He's also the President of the Tuolumne County Fire Safe Council, and 2CARE Board of Director and local business owner Jeff Sargo, and Daryl Slocum, who is the again CEO of the Sonora Area Foundation. I'll go to Jeff Sargo to kick off segment number two here. And I know during the 2CARE dinner, there was a very impactful presentation and a video that was shown, kind of the impacts of the Washington fire. Can you explain a little bit just about how you're working to market and get information out about this new fund?
Well, the presentation we put on at the annual dinner is actually available to any group in the community, and it has been our most effective way to get the word out about it so far. We've done it at the dinner. We did it at the 2CARE Summit, Tuolumne County Business Council, Tuolumne Republican Women's Federation, Sierra Professional Association. We've done about 8 presentations so far. Upwards of 800 people have heard the presentation, and it is very moving. First portion of it is a video that is condensed down from an hour-long video by PBS that Melinda did a great job of editing, and it just goes over the horror that the people in Paradise went through. And if you're not touched by that, you got no heart, because it's amazing. Last portion of it is some video shot with a drone here on the Washington fire that shows just the total devastation that fire did in that area. We featured on 2CARE's website. We have a CWPF, Community Wildfire Protection Fund website, and we also have 2CARE has a YouTube channel, which it's featured on. We're planning on direct mail campaigns and, of course, coverage on your radio stations will be part of it. Our objective of these presentations is to educate people about the dangerous situation we live in, with the brush and trees choking all the vacant land around our homes and throughout our communities, and educate them on what they can do, and of course raise money for the CWPF. We can't sit by and let Sonora become another paradise. And yes, it can happen here. We are prime for it. Sonora dodged a bullet last summer with the Washington fire. We had no wind, as Randy said. From a distance, you could see the smoke column rising straight up. Not even a breeze. What most people don't understand or don't know is that with high winds, all firefighting aircraft are grounded. So you have no bombers dropping retardant. You've got no helicopters delivering crews or retardant or water. And probably most importantly at all, you don't have a spotter plane up there relaying fire information to the ground commanders. All you have is ground crews, ground equipment, and for the most part, they're working blind because they have nobody up in the air telling what's going on. And we saw what the Washington fire did with no wind. If it had wind that day, the fire would have done catastrophic damage to Sonora no matter which way it blew. We are a tinderbox just waiting for an ignition point. And the truth of the matter is, if there had been wind that day, like Paradise, we could not have stopped it. We need to stop thinking about wildfires as just being out there in the forest. We need to think about them being right here in the community where we live. Just take a look around your house. Look at the open land around your house. Gullies choked with fuel, brush, small trees, just waiting for a catastrophic fire to hit them. As many of you know, my business almost burnt down. I never considered that brush field between my shop and the bypass as a threat. But those 100-foot tall flames that we show in the video spoke otherwise. We live in a landscape of incredible fire fuels, and if we don't do something about it, we will be the next paradise. And it's like this throughout the Sierras. This isn't just a local thing, local situation. Every community in Sierras needs to take care of it. Or we will regret it. It needs to be done now, too. We can't wait till the next fire starts and expect to stop it, because the fire conditions are just, with the drought and the dry fuel we have, all it takes is an ignition point.
Yeah, and you really had a first-hand witness of that Washington fire and its impact. So
it came way too close.
Mm-hmm. And then if anybody wants to see that video, as I mentioned, it's very eye-opening. We're putting a link on mymotherload.com in this preview story as well, so you can click right there as well as those additional spots that Mr. Sargo just mentioned. I'll go over to Randy Hanvelt again as 2Care Board President. Can you explain a little bit more just kind of about the goals and priorities with this new program?
Yeah, well, okay, thank you. And thank you, Jeff. Jeff did come very close to losing his business and everything else down there. That was just awful. Look, I talked earlier about the situation out there, weather, terrain, and fuels. We can't do anything about weather. We can't do anything about terrain, but we can do something about fuels, and that's what we're trying to do, encouraging here. Now, we have a cohesive plan with this first project that Glenn mentioned earlier, but our goal here is to try and fund some of that happening, and all of it happening, frankly. And so we want to fund projects that won't be funded any other way. If we wait around for the state or the federal government or somebody to help us do this thing, we're going to be waiting a long time. We can't wait for that. We got to go after it now. And so we're looking at finding ways to fund this, and we need to do a lot of it ourselves. That's each and every one of us, those here in this room, but you out there listening and your neighbors. We all got to get in this. It's to our mutual benefit to get this done. And so we need to do comprehensive projects and fund those the best way we can. We need to get rid of the red tape and all the regulations that get in the way of doing this kind of stuff and find a way to get this stuff done at the least cost and all those holdups get in the way. And private landowners have to be part of this effort. It's just not the National Forest. It's not BLM. It's all the private landowners, those who live here and those who are absentee landowners. They all got to get in the game. So we need to educate them and get them involved and help us reduce this threat. And so I think Jeff made a comment about us maybe being the next paradise. Frankly, it's not a matter of whether it's going to happen. It's going to happen. It's when it's going to happen. I remember having that talk about rimfire. It was going to come. We're set to have those kinds of things happen again and again and again. And we don't want that to happen. So we're in the business of educating the public. That's what we're trying to do right now, and in educating the public about this. But the wise use management of natural resources, and what better way than to focus on reducing this threat of fire? It will, if we have another big wildfire, it will change our whole environment around. It'll change the way we live, and we'll be in a massive recovery effort. A mass recovery effort will cost more than it does to fix this problem to start with. So we're really excited about the help of the radio station here in getting this message out. We're really excited about our partnership with the Surrey Area Foundation and with Fire Safe Council, and in terms of educating the public and trying to find ways to get this stuff done. And we promise that we will take the funds you donate to this and make them effectively work to protect you and the rest of our community, or your neighbors, and leave this place a very nice, pristine place to live going forward. That's what we're about.
Take the future in your own hands instead of waiting for state or federal funding to come through to get something done?
Absolutely. And look, we're not saying we're not going after the fundings. We're going to go after every source of funding we can to make this thing happen. But if we wait, we're just going to wait and prolong the risk and increase the possible ability of damage. So we want to get after it now.
How's the process going to work to pick projects and narrow down which are the ones that you want to move forward with?
Well, I think Glenn gave you an idea of his concept of a 27-mile-long, up to a mile-long, shaded fire break. Now, we'll be glad to educate people on what a shaded fire break looks like, but it's basically from the North Fork of the Tuolumne to the South Fork of the Stan, along the border of the National Forest and private lands. And what that does is it protects the populated areas, a lot of the populated areas of our county, from a wildfire that would progress off of the National Forest into our private lands. And by the way, it would perhaps protect the national forest from the reverse, but we're more interested in, right now in protecting our populated areas, our people.
Glenn Gottschall, anything you'd like to add just about shaded fire breaks and the kind of their benefits?
Well, to add to what Randy was saying, the South Fork of the Stanislaus River and the North Fork of the Tuolumne are the two primary areas where what we call terrain fires can occur. They would be aided by the steep canyons and a lot of fuels within those areas still. Those would obviously be then driven up just by the normal terrain. Wind-driven fires, as we probably dodged a bullet a couple times, particularly in 2011, in, December 1st, when we had 100-mile winds clocked on top of Mount Elizabeth and up to 75-mile-an-hour winds down through Sullivan Creek. Those conditions are really the most scary and the most unpredictable. They normally occur, luckily, in our area in the later time of the year, around December. But like what happened up in Paradise, that Paradise fire occurred the 1st of November. And so those type of wind events are the ones that we, the 27-mile-long field break are designed to help protect the community.
We need to take one more break. We're talking about the new Community Wildfire Protection Fund. We're joined by a panel of guests today, including Randy Handvelt, Glenn Gottschall, Jeff Sargo, and Daryl Slocum. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our final segment coming up in just a minute.